You wouldn't be kicking out Gold Trip, although there were some questions when he first arrived here in Australia, and I think Kieran Maher's much more happy man. He was out here at Trackwork this morning, Kieran, and he joins us this morning. Morning, Kieran. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. Great, thanks. How are you?
Very well indeed. There's been some nervous moments since he arrived in Australia with the lameness with Gold Trip, but now that we are in the week of the Cox Plate, how are you with him, fitness-wise?
Yeah, fitness-wise, very good. He did a a fortnight ago, he did a couple of nice pieces of work at Werribee, and then last weekend he worked at Werribee on Friday and then did a strong bit on Saturday at the Valley. That's where Ollie sat on him, and very happy with his fitness. He's moving quite well. And the weather seems to be playing into his hands as well. He's got good form on tracks that have got a bit of give in them. And, yeah, we'll just freshen him up now. He's at a really good weight. He's moving well. And we've nearly ticked all the boxes so far.
Was there a particular turning point within Kieran since he arrived, or was it just slowly getting him to turn around a bit and then he just came good?
Oh, no, I had Brendan McCarthy look at him, and he was very sort of just muscle tight. His hamstrings were tight, and he just was general all over. Very, it was like he needed a good physio or chiropractor. And the change that I seen in him after Brendan had a look at him a couple of times was quite amazing, really. He just released and started moving free, he's just improved ever since. And he's been back to look at him a couple of times, and just can't believe that in such a short time, how much freer and how much suppler he is.
He's obviously got the international form on the board. He's run fourth in an arc, and he's been placed behind Group 1 winners his last few starts. Can you get a handle on his ability compared to the Group 1 horses that you train, and almost like what Sir Dragonet was last year for you?
Yeah, he's he's a different style of horse again. I think he's still furnishing. I think he's a bit of a race day horse as well. Like I'm very happy with his fitness. Ollie said he wouldn't have blown a candle out, recovered basically instantly after his gallop on Saturday. But you see in his races, he really bridles up and gets quite competitive. So that's what you need to do around the Valley. You don't want to be sort of asking to pick up the bridle. Otherwise, it's sort of over before you know it. But you can see it's similar to the Dragonet. He was placed in some of those really good mile middle distance races over there in Europe, and we know the strength of them. And this horse has similar form, so quite exciting to see him on Saturday.
It's kind of about him, but it's also about the key opposition and where they're at, Kieran. And to me, it's a Cox Plate where the champs are coming off the canvas a bit too. Like, very elegant, had a rare poor run, and her bloods weren't quite right, and Chris Waller's had to play a bit of catch-up there. And Zaki, very similar story there. And then you've got this Animo, the three-year-old, who's just burst on the scene and is the only one that doesn't have a little query. How do you appraise this Cox Plate when you look at the key dangers?
Animo, three-year-old, got a great record. It's a horse in form. Zaki, I wouldn't worry too much about his last run. I think he's still a well-deserved favourite, and I think it'll be very hard to beat. I think the last start will probably be the way the race unfolded and the track and all that. I'd say it'll be possibly the opposite, and I don't think he enjoyed any of that the other day. Slow run race, firm track, and genuine run race where he can use his stride. I'd say he's going to be very hard to beat. He looked like he worked very well this morning.
And very elegant?
Very elegant, yeah. It's always tougher when you have a blood problem, like a high white cell or whatever she had. They can show you that they're fine in every way. Their bloods can be fine. They can be working fine. But you never really know where they're at until you put them under pressure. So that one would be a, until you step them out race day. So, and there's no other way of knowing. So, that would be a bit of a worry for me.
What would be your perfect barrier for gold trip, Kieran?
Probably midfield somewhere, sort of right smack bang in the middle would be ideal.
Hey, it could be. It's a very winnable Manicato on Friday night. Palile not going around. Now, how many will you run on Friday night in the Manicato?
We've got four that we accepted with. We've got Fallon Ipatina, away game, and 2 3-year-olds, Sneaky Five, and Crystal Bound.
Before barriers, who would you have as your number one seed?
Well, the three is Sneaky Fives, obviously. Has done nothing wrong and is unbeaten. She's full of confidence. It was a super win the other day. Probably away game sort of coming off and customarily didn't run to form. And I think Ballinipatina's flying. So somewhere between Ballinipa and Sneaky Five, I would say.
Hey, Kieran, the big one after this is the Melbourne Cup and Grand Promenade. He's just ticking along. I see he's entered a few times. I think last time I spoke to Dave, he was going to go straight in. Incentivise, everything about it was impressive in the Caulfield Cup. Just from where you saw it, what was your take on Incentivise?
Yeah, well, it was very impressive. It goes forward, makes its own luck, relaxes, handles all surfaces. There's not much to not like about him. So he's going to be very tough to beat. I think he's better at a mile and a half. I suppose you don't really know until you go to the 2 mile, but you know, I suppose he definitely looks like a 2 miler and certainly acts like a proper stayer. So I'd say he'd be tough to beat again, but you know, as we've seen in the past, it is a handicap. You've got to try and beat the handicapper. And, he's won a Caulfield Cup, so you're going to get the penalty, and that'll make it a bit tougher for him in the Melbourne Cup.
Kieran, really appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with the barrier draw and on Saturday. It'll be an emotional win for the whole team after what happened with Sir Dragon Owner. Condolences there on Saturday as well, if you could lift the Cox plate once again.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.